A jury in Birmingham, Alabama, has convicted a former Ku Klux Klansman in the civil rights era bombing of a church. The explosion killed four black girls. Thomas Blanton Jr. was found guilty of first-degree murder in the 1963 bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church. Prosecutors say Blanton was part of a Klan plot to bomb the church because of its role in the civil rights movement. His lawyer argued the government presented no evidence connecting Blanton to the infamous crime. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the trial and joins us now. Debbie, what can you tell us at this point about the verdict there?
Well, the jury deliberated only for about 2.5 hours before coming back with a verdict. It was 8 whites and 4 blacks on the jury, and they returned a verdict of guilty of murder in the first degree on all 4 counts of murder for each of the 4 girls. They were Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, Addie Mae Collins, all who were 14 years old, and Denise McNair, who was 11 years old at the time. The jury also recommended that Blanton be sentenced to life in prison for the crime.
Now, the trial, the deliberation this week of the trial itself seemed to have happened fairly quickly.
It did. There were about maybe 5 days of testimony for the prosecution and only 1 day for the defense. And that's because the evidence in this case is really old. This is a 38-year-old crime. A lot of the witnesses have died. Others had fading memories. Lots of elderly folks taking the stand. And so the government's case was pretty quick. They didn't have a whole lot of hard evidence and nothing like forensics or anything technical that they had to present. Their case really relied and centered on some secretly recorded tapes that the FBI had made back in the 60s. In 1964, they planted a bug in Blanton's kitchen, and they played tapes for this jury in which you hear Blanton tell his wife that on the Friday night before the 16th Street Church was bombed, that he'd been in a meeting to plan the bomb. He called it the big one, that we were making the bomb. And later there were some tapes that were played, taken from the year later, 1965, where Clanton's driving around with a Klan informant who had a tape recorder in his trunk and, you know, laughed about the bombing, said, "They ain't going to catch me when I bomb my next church." And that seemed to be the evidence that sealed it for this jury.
Any reaction this evening from Thomas Blanton Jr.?
Well, just before he was let out of the courtroom in handcuffs, he said, quote, "I guess the good Lord will settle it on Judgment Day." You know, he's denied being a part of this crime ever since he was first identified as a suspect by the FBI back in 1963. Now, his attorney, John Robbins, called the verdict more about making people in Birmingham feel good about themselves than about convicting someone in a murder case. He had warned the jury all along that, you know, this case was not about somehow redeeming Birmingham and its reputation for this horrible, horrible crime back during the civil rights movement, but was a simple murder case, and that the government just didn't have evidence.
Any reaction tonight from the victims' families?
They're not speaking with the media, but Mr. and Mrs. McNair were there, Denise's mother and father. They hugged some other friends who were there supporting them. They seemed relieved that it was over, but they had nothing to say.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
NPR's Debbie Elliott talking with us from Birmingham, Alabama.